from Rick. So, and Dave was one and done, and Rob was one and done. So that brings us down to Dave, WADW. Go right ahead, Dave, and stand by Bob.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot either, so I'll just say 73. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Everyone have a good week, and we're going to try and make the meeting on Friday. We'll see how that works out here. 73 is all. Catch everyone down the log. KC8MMH, WAD, or KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and yeah, I hope to see you Friday night. And if you go out golfing this week, try and stay cool and stay hydrated because it's going to be a hot, muggy one out there. All right, that brings us next on our list down to Bob, NAKPR, and standby Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Thanks again, Mike. Yeah, I was, I ran across a problem with a rather expensive antenna analyzer. It's a Comet CAA500 Mark II. For some odd reason, I don't use it that much and I don't leave the batteries in it, but anyways, it has a digital display plus the needles, you know, and the analog display likes to just go white, and it's basically useless if it does that because I can't tell what frequency I'm on. So, yeah, I'm kind of really disappointed. The only way I figured out I can get it back is, and I don't leave the like I said, I don't leave the batteries in it, so I take the batteries out if I'm not using it, and then when it does that, the only thing I figured out to do is take the batteries out, leave it for an hour or two, then put the batteries back in, and it seems to come back to life. But it's really disappointing I spend that much money on something like that, and it's doing that. And I've only had it for maybe 3 years. And like I said, you know, how often do you actually use them? You know, so pretty disappointed on that. And another thing I'm disappointed in is for some reason, I've had a garden. I've had a garden for like 45 years. Every year I have a garden. And this year, for some odd reason, my favorite cherry tomatoes that I grow, they're called Sun Sugar. They're the sweetest tomatoes I've ever tasted. Apparently, the birds discovered them, and they like them too. And of course, they don't pick them until they're just perfect, you know, perfectly ripe. And they'll eat like a quarter to half the tomato. And so I go out there and pick them. I'm like, I got nothing. The birds ate them all. Never had that problem in my life. So I guess I got to buy some kind of netting or something. I already had to buy chicken wire to keep the rabbits out of everything. And then, yeah, it's one thing after another. I think I'm getting at that age where it's like, okay, that's enough. I had enough. I'll just go buy it at the produce market. But with that said, I think this is a 73 round. So 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Stay cool. And we'll talk to you again soon. Back to net. Thanks for doing that, Mike. Back to net control, NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry to hear about the garden. Yeah, you're going to have to get some kind of netting or something to keep the birds out of it. If they've developed a taste for your tomatoes, that's probably the only way you're going to keep them safe from the birds is throw something over there. And sorry to hear about the Comet antenna analyzer. I've got a couple of them, and yeah, like you say, you don't use them that much. I've got one of the older MFJ ones, which is basically just it does have an LCD display too, along with a couple meters on it. But yeah, you definitely have to watch the batteries, keep the batteries out of it. I know the it seems like the older Duracell batteries was what I always used to use, and didn't have too many problems with them, and then lately I started noticing with the Duracells they are leaking quite a bit more. And the only difference I noticed, the old Duracells were made in the USA, and I see on the new Duracells made in China. So obviously they've changed some formula or something, made them cheaper, and they are tending to leak quite a bit more. But so yeah, I've got the MFJ, and I've also got one of the newer Rig Expert ones too. And that's got a built-in lithium. I believe that's got a built-in lithium rechargeable battery in that one. So, all right, 73 Bob, thanks for joining us, and you have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we will go to Tom, NATUI, and stand by Ron. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.